Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Right now, we have Mayor Kerry Underwood, Mayor of Tuscumbia, Alabama, to share his Muscle Shoals Boutique Air experience.
My wife and I, we were flying from here to Atlanta, which is a very fantastic trip to go from one to the other at such a great rate. In that route was just a casual, comfortable environment, which sometimes flying is not casual and comfortable. During that time, we just got to visiting with the pilot and the co-pilot. Come to find out, it was a husband and wife team. And it's hard to put into words how that gave us a comfort level, but just knowing that there was a family that was flying the plane, having normal conversations as we were interacting with them, made it feel like home. And for me, this Shoals area is home. And knowing that there was someone who had that same sort of mentality and that same interaction between husband and wife going from one airport to another gave everybody on that plane, including myself, a comfort level that I really can't put into words. When we say this is boutique air, it's also very unique in that it is very hometown and personable. And to me, that matters when you're flying.
To plan your boutique air experience, go to boutiqueair.com. That's boutique air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am coming to you from Frierson, Louisiana. You have heard about Warrior Horse more than once here on The Mark White Show. Now, you actually got to hear an interview yesterday that I did with Kevin Russell, who's the founder and president of Warrior Horse. We talked about it. We had a discussion about it. I traveled 8 hours from where I live in Alabama all the way to Shreveport, Louisiana yesterday, and I have had the Warrior Horse experience this afternoon. Kevin Russell, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Hey, Mark, it's even better being in person with you.
Isn't this great?
Awesome.
It's nice to have interviews with people over the phone, and I've done it quite a bit because of COVID-19 over the past year, but there's something special, there's something different about being face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball with a person when you can have a conversation about something as important as Warrior Horse is.
Well, I tell you what, Warrior Horse is extremely important, as you know at this point, to me for sure, but to all our supporters across the country and across the world, because we have sweeps, chimney sweeps, around the world that help support the project.
I had an experience with Jill, and Jill was my horse today as we had the experience in the round pen. Kevin, you can share what you were setting up, what you were trying to do, the relationship between me and the horse. It's something that you have done plenty of times before when it comes to veterans, military members.
Absolutely. So what was going on in the round pen was simple equation with horses. It was a carefully orchestrated sequence to get a mutual trust between both you and the horse. At that point of mutual trust and acceptance, it allows a release within an individual that they haven't been able to achieve through other means. And Jill worked me like a dog today trying to get that connection made, because as you know, and we said earlier, it's hot and they're lethargic when it's this way. And it's been a few days since she's been in the round pen working with anybody.
I'm going to say on my own personal experience, it wasn't easy. It was hard to get the horse to do what we hoped the horse would do with the interaction with me. And at times you said she was sensing my emotion or what I was feeling internally, and it was keeping her away. Explain that a little bit.
So she was trying to come up to you, and each time she got close enough to you, she could sense the emotions that you have inside of you, and it was driving her back away. And I could tell by watching her what her emotions were. They were just being mirrored to what you were feeling. So until you actually settled down and just completely relaxed your mind, she wasn't going to come up to you.
Relaxing a mind is not easy to do. In this day and age where technology and all these different things that we have our mind geared toward, it's very active, and it's hard to slow that mind down. I think a lot of people have this experience, depending on where they are in life, if they have technology in front of them, if they have a lot of things going on, that they can sit back and just kind of release those things and move forward. It's not as easy as someone saying, hey, just calm down, think about something else.
Well, it was easy for me. I was on the outside of the pen.
It's like saying, if you don't think about clouds, Mark, well, what are you going to suddenly think about?
Clouds.
It was one of those experiences where I was anticipating something. I was hoping, you know, that there would be a connection there. And it took all of about 45 minutes, I would think, before the horse finally interacted in a way that trust was there.
And that's about what it took. Normally, it only takes about 15 or 20 minutes, but normally I can get the veterans and the other first responders calmed down enough in the classroom that they don't bring those emotions out there. But once again, when you get in the round pen with a 1,000-pound animal that doesn't know you and you don't know, it takes a lot to calm yourself.
I don't know that I've ever been considered normal, Kevin. So well, I had twice the amount of time for an abnormal guy.
Well, here's the deal. To every rule, there's an exception. And it seems like you and I are the exception to every rule.
It sounds like it. We enjoyed supper last night as I came into Shreveport. And I mentioned that I traveled 8 hours to get here. I had the option of taking an airplane, but chose not to do that. I did enjoy the drive. Being able to drive from my home to here, it does have its own form of release, as you can just be by yourself and have a lot of thoughts go through your mind for several hours. I enjoyed that part of the trip too, coming over here, even the 8-hour drive experience.
Well, we're glad that you made the trip one way or the other. And today was quite the experience, I think, for both of us.
It really was. And if it's okay, let's take a quick break, Kevin. And when we come back, I want to make sure that others know, as they're listening, we've said it before, veterans, first responders, the door has opened for first responders. And me being one of those, a former first responder, I had the opportunity to have this experience today being a former police officer. And you carry things with you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't. You have a lot of years in law enforcement. You see a lot of things. And as you've mentioned, Kevin, even in our discussions, that there are certain things that we're not necessarily supposed to have happen in our life. In law enforcement, in being an EMT, a firefighter, there are things that those individuals experience that's just not normal. And they experience it every single day that they are on the job. They're always on high alert. They're always ready for an adrenaline rush, something that's going to happen that's going to cause them to have that adrenaline rush to be able to handle the situation. And so these up and down, this ebb and flow is very difficult for people who are in that type of service industry, and they have to have some form of release. There has to be a release, because if there's not a period of time where they can connect with something outside of that and feel at peace, it's going to stay with them for a very long time and become very difficult for them internally, especially after their career's over.
Well, it's the deep-seated stress and the depression and the suicidal thoughts that come in, because eventually when you subject yourself to so many things that you're not made or built to experience, you're either going to bend or break. And a lot of times people bend, and more than often they break.
Well, let's take that break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Warrior Horse some more. I am with Kevin Russell in Frierson, Louisiana. Some of you don't know about Frierson. It's outside of Shreveport, Louisiana, so you can look at it on a map. I am here right now on location at Warrior Horse. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't dad to watch him play? Daddy knows he's
welcome away. Back to a special Wednesday travel edition here on the Mark White Show. I am in Frierson, Louisiana at Warrior Horse, and I have in front of me Mr. Kevin Russell. He invited me over here for the Warrior Horse experience, and I have enjoyed myself today. I have one more day to do this, and I'm looking forward to that as well. Thank you for inviting me to be here, Kevin.
Well, I appreciate you coming. That's exactly why we're here, to help those that haven't been able to have the experience that they can get here.
And we want to make sure that not just Mark White gets to come and have this experience. This is not an exclusive experience for me. It's for other people too. And I want to make sure that other people know that this experience that I'm taking today is to better explain what Warrior Horse is about. This is really a catalyst for pushing Warrior Horse to other veterans, to other first responders, so that they listen to my story and they say, you know, Mark had that Warrior Horse experience in Frierson, Louisiana. I would like to have it. And we want to give them that opportunity to be able to do this.
Absolutely. And it was set up for the veterans, so it's an all expense paid experience, as you call it, for the veterans. And last week, we expanded it to first responders, law enforcement, and the medical community, because since COVID came through, there's been a lot of issues that people have had to deal with that were uncommon, so to speak.
We've talked about this before on the Mark White Show, especially with Blue Help, and we had this discussion last night as we talk about suicide awareness for first responders and the fact that Blue Help is a resource. But you have to be careful. If you're a first responder and you're looking for help, who do you turn to? Where do you get said help and still be able to serve your community? To know that you can have a problem, you can have issues as a first responder, get help for that, and still be a public servant. Just because you have some issues internally doesn't mean that you can't continue to serve. And I think that we have to end that stigma, and people have to be able to feel like they can go and seek help. This is one of those places where someone can make it out to Frierson, Louisiana, go through Warrior Horse experience. There's nothing said beyond that, and hopefully what it has done is help them to get that release that was much needed.
Absolutely. And you might say they could go undetected by coming to the program, because they find out from the very beginning that nobody or nothing in this program is judgmental. So we're not looking to tell anybody that they're having problems. We're not going to try to dig their problems out of them. They know what they are. We just simply allow a program and an experience that they can get a release that they haven't been able to achieve through any other means.
Before we went out to be with the horse. I'm going to say that again because it didn't sound like a pop. Before we went out to have the experience with the horse, we sat in the cabin where we are now, and we went over a slideshow, and you had an explanation for the relationship between the individual and the horse. What's the importance of that part of Warrior Horse, to have that lecture before you actually interact with the horse?
Well, that way you know how a horse thinks, why he thinks the way he does, the things that each of you have in common that you're dealing with on a normal and daily basis. It's to help you be safe around the horses and keep the horses safe around you. And you have to be able to learn that you're going to use techniques and nonverbal communication with the horse. It's not like you can go out there and talk to the horse like you and I are doing. There's no words other than the instructor out there coaching. So you have to completely understand what's going to take place out there, so that in your mind you've already reviewed it. We let you go out there and practice it, and then when you actually get the experience to do it, it flows a lot smoother.
Speaking of reviewing, those you have helped in the past, they have given reviews as to how it has helped them, how it has improved their life. Share with us maybe one of those experiences, something that you took away and said, you know, this was the right thing to do. I know why I'm doing Warrior Horse today.
Well, with all of them, when they make that bond with the horse, you can actually see all the weight fall off their shoulders. And you know by them being here that this is the first time it's actually happened. And to have had conversations with them and shared meals with them and been out in public with them after they've come through the program and see that they're no longer sitting in the back corner of the restaurant with their back up against the wall so that they can see everybody that's coming in, that they're actually in the middle of the room sitting there having conversations with other people that they haven't done since before the trauma occurred. It seems like every time after they've all had the experience and we come back into the classroom setting and talk about what took place, every one of them is in the realm that they were before the trauma ever occurred, and they're talking freely amongst each other, and it's like the trauma never occurred at that point. But don't get me wrong, when they leave here, it doesn't just magically disappear. This is simply a catalyst for change within them, because they finally get a release without having to talk to somebody about it, without having to explain verbally anything about what they've been dealing with in their head. They can leave it out there in the round pen on the ground when they leave the round pen. And then this experience that they've had, this bonding experience, replaces a lot of that anxiety and deep-seated stress as a new memory that they can take with them and use as a tool.
We certainly want others to know about Warrior Horse, and they can find Warrior Horse at warriorhorse.net. They can find you on Facebook at Warrior Horse. Also on Instagram, Warrior Horse Louisiana. Pretty easy. The at symbol, Warrior Horse, and start to type, I believe, Louisiana, and it pops right up. And it has your name there. So Kevin Russell is right there below, so you'll know which one. And your logo is pretty memorable. Has a horse's head, and then Warrior Horse formed below that. It's in gold and black, so people can see the logo as they go onto Facebook and Instagram, and then, of course, the website, warriorhorse.net. It's an opportunity for people. People say they want an opportunity. People who are looking for help, or they're looking for some way of feeling better, this is one of those opportunities. And through the Mark White Show, I do try to share these opportunities so that people can't say, well, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that help was there. And maybe the person who needs the help is not listening right now. Maybe somebody who loves that person or cares about that person is the one listening. It's going to be their job, Kevin, to pass that information along to the person that they love and care about to say that this does exist, because I'm doing my part today by sharing about Warrior Horse. You're doing your part. You brought me over here. We're sitting here. We're talking about Warrior Horse. Now it's going to be somebody else's part to pick up and say, okay, I'm going to have to do something to let the people I know and love know about Warrior Horse.
And they can easily contact me. They can email me at kevin@warriorhorse.net. They can call me here at Warrior Horse at 318-218-2825 and just reach out and find out if this program is for them.
Sounds great, Kevin. Man, it's a great experience to be here with you today to experience Warrior Horse here in Frierson, Louisiana. And again, thank you for having me here to be able to talk about Warrior Horse, to not just be over the phone from Alabama talking to a guy in Louisiana, but having a chance to actually physically be here in Frierson today to witness firsthand Warrior Horse. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. So thank you, Kevin Russell, for having the idea and moving this forward. And also thank you to the team of people. I know you have a board and other people who helped to make this happen. So thank you to them as well.
Absolutely, and I couldn't do it without them.
Folks, I am talking to you from Frierson, Louisiana, from Warrior Horse. I have been talking to Kevin Russell. I am so glad that I could have this experience today in Frierson, Louisiana. And if you want this same experience, if you have someone you love who you want to have this experience, start with the website. Go to warriorhorse.net. Follow on Facebook. Follow on Instagram. Give Kevin a call. Find out more information. See if it is right for you. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Kevin Russell, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show. With all the different distractions, with all the things going on around us, that this is a place you can go where you find opportunities to make a difference. And then you turn around and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference every single day. I hope that you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a special travel edition of The Mark White Show from Frierson, Louisiana at Warrior Horse. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people. Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good and